Let's talk about how being good and being bad are two different things, but all in all, the same. You're probably wondering what the hell I meant by they're the same. Well, they're both decisions. They're choices. You could choose to do bad or you could choose to do good. When I was a kid, I did a lot of bad. Stole money from my mom, mostly, you know, ones and fives and quarters and shit, to go to the store on my way to school. That's when it started. I started walking to school when I was in, I believe, the first grade, down a main road in South Sacramento, off of 24th and Fruit Ridge. 24th, taking it east. And it was a long walk. And I used to find coins here and there, and I found out that there was a little gas station across the street from the street that I needed to go down to go to my school, College P. Huntington. And I started, you know, taking quarters here and there. Well, those turned into dollars, and then those turned into fives, and every once in a while I get lucky with a 10. Now, I will never say that as an adult I never had the thought of stealing something. I haven't stolen anything since I was like 16, 17 years old. That's about when it stopped. Now, I've seen some stuff and I'm like, man, that'd be so easy to just take. I've had that thought, more like of a realization that, well, that could be stolen. Not the actual intent to do it. But when I was a kid, if I saw something and I wanted it in my house growing up, I took it. Because I assumed it was mine. It was in my house. You know, like, I have rights to this. I live here. Maybe it's okay if I take it because it's for all of us, but I'm going to be the one that takes it. Wrong answer. I thought that, and that was a wrong thought. That was a bad thought. But all those choices that I made were bad choices. You know? Oh, well, what am I going to do today? I see some fives and a one, but maybe instead of taking just one and a couple quarters, I just took it all. 15 bucks or something like that, right? And then my mom started hiding money. And it got to the point to where I found some old quarters. Old coins, mostly quarters. I think there was one roll of nickels or something like that. All predated 1964 or older. My great-grandmother was collecting these quarters. Some pennies, some buffalo nickels. Vials of them. And she was creating a collection because they have, you know, real pure silver in them. They're plated with pure silver. And I thought it would be a smart idea to spend these quarters one time, you know? Like, I've made bad decisions growing up. Lots of good decisions that I made when I was a kid. I don't know. At some point, I decided to start behaving and start helping out. I mean, I decided to help raise my sisters because my mom worked a lot. And there was really no way around that. I'd pick them up from daycare, you know. Whatever the case, walk them home. But bad decisions, when you're young and you're immature and you don't know anything about life, bad decisions are usually the easier decisions to make. Well, I don't know if I should do this or I should do that. Ah, fuck it, I'll do it anyways, right? Bad decisions are easy to make when we're young. Especially when you know, when you get to the age, which I would say is about 11 or 12, you start learning that you're not responsible for anything until you're 18. You kind of renegade a little bit. It's all on your parents, right? Good decisions I made. Whenever I'd go out for the day, I'd go and I would, you know, just hang out with my friends and just not get in any trouble, ride mountain bikes, you know, whatever the case, go play video games. Right? Bad decisions that I made were hanging out with the wrong kids, you know, vandalizing train cars with spray paint. You know, I think it was a summer. The elementary school that I graduated elementary from, you know, fifth, sixth grade, we moved over. I wasn't going to College P. Huntington anymore. I was going to Joseph Bonheim. Like, this school with a lot of good people that really, you know, when that school was good school, And when I was in like middle school, I think, or a freshman, I went and I threw rocks through a bunch of windows one summer because I thought, but well, everybody's doing it, so let me get in on it. And I broke that glass and I was like, hell yeah, that feels good. You know, I was like, ooh, yeah, let's do this some more. You know, other bad decisions that I made, most of them were spray painting. You know, here's an example. I had to be in middle school or freshman year. I think it was freshman year. I was hanging out with these kids, Regino Camario. Or Camaro, I can't remember. I think it's Camario or Camaro, I can't remember. So just call him Gino. He and his little brother Isaac. His little brother was a fucking nerd and had glasses thicker than a magnifying glass that you would use to kill a fucking ant with in broad daylight. That's how thick this kid's glasses were. And we used to pick on him, you know. He was his older brother, Isaac was his little brother. And me and Gino were friends. We used to do, anyways, one night, we were staying up late just playing video games, because that's what we did when we were kids. It was Nintendo 64, Conker's Bad Fur Day, you know, this, that, and the other, whatever. We just would play all the games. But we also had access to computers, so we would look up, you know, shit on the internet. I don't know if any of you remember, but LimeWire was like the first YouTube. And before that was like Netcaster or whatever it was, Netcast. And you could download songs and videos, and we used to download porn, and we used to download people getting fucked, like getting just getting murdered. And then we used to go to Rotten.com a lot. I don't know if any of y'all know about Rotten. Those are bad decisions that I made. And it inevitably ended up to me and this kid one night, I spent the night over there, went and I spray painted this dude's, we went and we're like, oh yeah, let's go tag up. So we spray painted a fence, we spray painted a pole, and we spray painted two doors down the neighbor's truck. Brown, all over the side of his white work truck. Just brown. And a fence up the block, a couple light posts. We thought we were cool. Made no fucking sense. And then someone had caught us or seen us doing it, or whatever the case was, and somehow we got caught. And I tried to lie about it. I tried to lie about that shit. But Isaac, who made a bad decision and turned around and made a good decision by telling the truth, I had gotten in trouble for it, but I, rightly so. I lied about it, right? Bad decisions. Bad decisions. As kids, we made tons of them. And I bet if you can go back and reflect on all the dumb shit that you may have done. I mean, some of you might have had perfect childhood growing up and, you know, y'all are mathematicians and chess club and, you know, or at least had a parent that fucking gave a shit about you. But, like, we all make bad decisions as a kid, you know? Like, here's a bad decision I know everybody made as a child. The discovery of the toilet. Oh my God, what's in there? Let me stick my hand in there and then taste it. That was a bad decision. You were probably 2-3 years old. Oh, what's in here? Another bad decision, just related to that. You probably grabbed the toilet paper roll once you realized that the toilet paper roll rolls all the toilet paper out, and you realize that if you put it in the toilet and you flush, it'll unroll the toilet paper roll really fast. And to you, that's a blast. I remember one time, I did that with like 3 or 4 rolls, and my mom beat my ass. I don't think she really beat my ass, but I know I got in trouble for it. Because I finally remember flushing toilet paper rolls, and I wasn't 3. I wasn't like the appropriate age to do this. I was like 9 or 10. I don't know, maybe I got mad, but I was like 9 or 10, and I just remember I was like, you know what? I'm gonna flush these down the toilet. And then they went, going bye-bye, see you later. Bad decisions. They get you nowhere. You know? And then I find myself in high school making good decisions later years. I started making good decisions. I started paying attention to school. I started getting good grades. But that didn't really happen until I was a junior. You know? Trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to do. And then I joined the Marine Corps to serve my country. That was the best decision I ever made. And I served my country for 9 years. That was a good decision. I made some bad decisions as an adult as well. Underage drank, you know, fooled around with Sergeant Major's daughters. Unknowingly, might I add, until after the fact. And first of all, You don't live on base. You're not a sergeant major's daughter or some colonel's fucking daughter at the age of like 20, 22, 20, where you're just a horny, sexy little fucking soccer player, and you just want to get fucked. You don't leave that tidbit of information out. You don't say, oh, sorry. By the way, also, while you're screwing me in the back of my car on base after I just taught all these kids soccer, my dad's also the sergeant major of 2nd Tank Battalion or 1st Tank, whatever the Tank Battalion was on 29 Palms. He's a sergeant major. And that little tidbit of information, I'd have went soft as shit, pulled out, and ran as far as I could. I was a little old PFC. Maybe a Lance Corporal at this time. Maybe. Screwing a sergeant major's daughter. Sergeant Major Pachenko. What was I thinking? I was young, dumb, full of cum, didn't care. That was a horrible decision. He could have got me in, like, he could have fried my ass. You know, actually, I'll tell you the moment I found out. Check this out. The first time I went to her house, she's like, come over. I was like, all right, cool, I'm coming. I'll be over there. I go over there. She's like, wait outside. I was like, okay. Well, I can't knock on the door? She was like, no, wait outside. My dad's here. I was like, okay, why are we waiting for your dad to leave? Well, because we can't have sex if my dad's here. And I was like, oh, shit, I thought I was, like, coming in. Meet your parents and shit. She goes, hell no, my dad's a sergeant major of whatever tank battalion. I was like, excuse me? As I'm climbing up to her window, she pops her head out and she's like chatting with me. And I was like, why did we wait for your dad to leave? And she goes, oh, because he's a sergeant major of whatever, I can't remember if it was 1st or 2nd or 3rd tank battalion, I can't remember. And he goes, and if he found you, if he found you, you get NJP. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm in schoolhouse at this time. I ain't even been in a year yet, and I was already about to destroy everything. It's crazy. Bad decisions. Needless to say, I went in that room and I carried business and I went back to my barracks. You know. Other bad decisions that I made. You know, drinking underage. Still 29 Palms. Might have been right around the same time frame as dating Sergeant Major's daughter. Me and my two roommates, which by the way are over 21 and I'm not, right? I'm not gonna drop no names, but my really good friend, we don't talk very much anymore, although we should. He went and bought us, I forget what it was, I wanna say it was Captain Morgan's Long Island iced tea or some bullshit. And we were in the room playing video games and drinking our Long Island. And I remember that our instructor, Sergeant Kemp, Sergeant Kemp was on duty that night, and he's walking around and he opens the door, and there just random just, you know, opens the door, walks in, checks in on us, and I got a bottle of I got a bottle of fucking Captain Morgan. I'm 19 years old, maybe even 18 at this time, smacked to my face, taking a chug out of it in the bathroom area right there, like right by the door. And I was like, oh shit. And he looks at me, he's like, what the fuck, Petrie? And I was like, oh shit, I'm in trouble now. And he was like, y'all drinking? And we were all like, yes. He goes, I'm gonna try one more time. Were you all drinking? We looked at each other, we're like, what the fuck? And he's shaking his head, no. Not saying anything, we're like, no. And he's like, okay, good. Because I found this, and he takes it out of my hand with the cap and everything. He goes, because I found this down the hallway, and if I find any of you fuckers drinking, I'm gonna whoop your ass. And we were like, yes, Sergeant. And he takes it and walks out, pours it out fucking side on the fucking ground. Like, bad decision, could have been a really worse decision, although we had leadership that was, you know, would take care of shit. He looked out for us. Did he maybe make a bad decision? He might have, because what if we would have gotten in trouble the next day, or maybe we had drinking another bottle and we show up and we're drunk at fucking, which sometimes we were drunk at PT. Show up to PT drunk and, like, become a heat casualty or fucking dehydrate. Next thing you know, getting a fucking silver bullet up the ass. Doc's over here asking you why you're drinking. You're not 19. Sergeant Major's writing up the paperwork. And then the fucking OIC is sitting there signing off on it. And there you goes your career. We call it a DUA. Drinking underage. Not a Dewey, a DUA. Like a do-over. Get the fuck out of my Marine Corps. Go back home. Try again. But anyways, that's what I wanted to talk about. and I'm done with you.